Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Tree sit protest remains aloft as Sierra Pacific Industries cuts through Pacific Crest hiking trail. Ignoring the hopes and appeals of hundreds of citizens from all walks of life, Sierra Pacific Industries, America's largest private timberland owner, has carried out its plans to log through the Pacific Crest National Scenic Trail, including cutting some of the last remaining old-growth forest stands near Sierra City in the Sierra Nevada Mountains of California. The trail stretches from the U.S.-Mexico border northward to the Canadian border. At press time, one grouping of ancient firs and pines still stand tall along the National Scenic Trail, only because they have been cabled together by the ropes of a protest tree sit by trail advocates. As long as the community members stay atop the trees, they cannot be cut down by Sierra Pacific Industries. The scene of the action is due northwest of Lake Tahoe near the Sierra Crest at the top of the Yuba River watershed. Peter Elias of the Sierra Institute for Ecological Resource Advocacy said, Sierra Pacific Industries failed to negotiate a compromise and engaged in a devastating harvest plan. Sierra Pacific Industries could easily have reached an agreement which would satisfy both legitimate environmental and business concerns. The National Scenic Trail has been severely damaged, and a wonderful ancient forest laboratory, a true scenic gem with easy family access, is lost forever. Local citizens groups had petitioned the Timber Corporation to spare sensitive acres within the logging operation. Sierra Pacific Industries' 2,880-acre Milton Timber Harvest Plan is bisected by 3 miles of the Pacific Crest National Scenic Trail. It also contained 3 remnant ancient forest groves, the largest one immediately on this National Scenic Trail. They are classified as Sierra mixed conifer forest type, including trees from 3 to 600 years old and the equivalent of 10 to 15 or more stories tall. In the wording of the harvest plan, these old-growth forest stands will be harvested selectively by removing no more than 50% of the volume by species and size class or less. It is a matter of dispute between timber industry and environmental scientists whether such a harvest, if carried out, can successfully maintain the wildlife habitat characteristics and other ecosystem functions of old forests, which are considered to be critically imperiled. Estimates put the amount of original or old-growth forests remaining nationwide at between 1 and 4%. Sierra Pacific Industries is best known for its ownership of 1.5 million acres of forest in California and its plan to clear-cut or remove all trees on more than 1 million of those acres preparatory to establishing industrial timber plantations. Local sheriffs and an arborist tree climber have visited the trailside trees occupied by still-defiant young protesters, but other than logging in the close vicinity to date, no attempt has been made to dislodge them. Here's the Matol update. Early last week, a tree sit was erected near the helicopter landing pad in the Matol. The helicopter has continued to fly dangerously close to the tree sitters carrying its loads of heavy logs. The Federal Aviation Administration, while admitting that the pilots are in violation of safety codes, seems powerless to act until there is an actual accident. Other recent actions in the Matol include a roadblock that was established on July 8th on one of the main logging roads to prevent access by loggers to the backcountry. Activists locked down on July 25th to a logging truck carrying old-growth Doug fir outside the mill in Carlotta, California. Representatives of the Matol Forest Defense attempted on August 1st to hand deliver a proposal to end the conflict in the Matol watershed to Robert Mann's office in Scotia. On August 5th, activists locked down inside a car barricading Pacific Lumber Company headquarters in Scotia, and on August 13th, a nonviolent activist locked herself onto a loader to protest the clear-cutting of old-growth on Rainbow Ridge in the Matol. She was burned and assaulted by Palco workers who attempted to remove her before the sheriff's department could arrive. Maxam Pacific Lumber Company has been trying to log the Matol since November of 2000, but has encountered numerous protests by activists. For more information, write to SaveTheMatol@Yahoo.com. That's SaveTheMatol@Yahoo.com. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to CruiseEF@CruiseIO.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, boys, in the-